नमस्कार, स्वागत है आपका। हेलो, यू आर लिसनिंग टू news18.com's डे ब्रेक।
गुड मॉर्निंग, वेलकम टू news18.com's डे ब्रेक एंड हियर इज अ राउंड अप ऑफ ऑल द न्यूज दैट यू कैन नॉट अफोर्ड टू मिस।
Dalit organizations in Maharashtra have called for a statewide band. This was after Mumbai was brought to a standstill on Tuesday as anger boiled over after violence marred the 200th anniversary celebrations of the Bhima Koregaon battle in Pune district the day before. Protesters sought action against those involved in the violence after one person was killed. Dalit protesters held up trains at Govandi and Chembur stations and also forced shops to shut down across the city. The violence was sparked by a disagreement over whether the bicentenary of the 1818 Battle of Bhima Koregaon between the British East India Company and the Peshwa rulers of the Maratha Confederacy should be celebrated or not. Congress President Rahul Gandhi lashed out at the BJP and RSS over the violence after right-wing groups were accused of sparking unrest. A central pillar of the RSS-BJP's fascist vision for India is that Dalits should remain at the bottom of Indian society. Una, Rohit Vemmula and now Bhima Koregaon are potent symbols of the resistance, Rahul Gandhi tweeted. On Twitter, hashtag Chembur and hashtag Bhima Koregaon violence became the top trending topics. Netizens took to the social media platform to share the horror they witnessed. Superstar Rajnikanth has claimed that he had worked as a Kannada journalist for some time in Bengaluru. All Talaiva fans know about are his bus conductor days in Bengaluru. But journalist Rajnikanth is a new revelation. Army Chief Bipin Rawat on Tuesday said an aggressive strategy has to be maintained in dealing with ceasefire violations by Pakistan along the line of control in Jammu and Kashmir and indicated that the force has been responding effectively to such incidents. The Central Bank of Pakistan has given its green signal to using the Chinese currency yuan for bilateral trade with China. The decision to cozy up to Beijing comes just a day after US President Donald Trump vowed to stop all aid to Islamabad. When Rajnikanth took to the stage on the last day of 2017 to announce his entry into politics, he raised his right hand and made a gesture. He made the famous hand horn. This wasn't followed by growling and headbanging. This wasn't a rock concert after all. So why is the superstar showing us the rock sign to get votes? News 18 brings you an explanation. The Yogi Adityanath government is planning to introduce 9 circuits to boost tourism in Uttar Pradesh. The circuits will include the Mahabharata circuit, the Krishna circuit, Jain circuit and Sufi circuit. Patidar leader Hardik Patel tweeted his support for Kumar Vishwas, a founding member of the Aam Aadmi Party, just as the party is set to pick its nominees for the upcoming Rajya Sabha elections. Patel tweeted, "If there is one man who can make the fake nationalists in parliament shut up, it is Dr. Kumar Vishwas. But is someone in Aap scared of his growing stature that they are trying to finish off both this opportunity and the party?" According to party sources, Vishwas and Arvind Kejriwal, who were once thick as thieves, have not been on talking terms since the Punjab elections. A 45-year-old man in Haryana's Palwal went on a killing spree on Monday night, murdering 6 people in different areas of the district. All murders took place in a span of 2 hours, between 2 a.m. and 4 a.m. In the CCTV footage, the accused can be seen walking with an iron rod, which was used to murder the victims. The Aam Aadmi Party is all set to send Sanjay Singh, a member of the Political Affairs Committee, Sushil Gupta, a businessman come social worker, and N.D. Gupta, a renowned chartered accountant, to the Rajya Sabha. Agree or disagree? The new year began with a bombshell of a tweet from US President Donald Trump calling out Pakistan for benefiting from billions of dollars in American aid and yet not helping in the fight against terrorists. Here in India, both folks within the government and in academia have welcomed this as a huge success for Prime Minister Narendra Modi's diplomacy and his newfound friendship with Trump. Zaka Jacob gives 4 reasons why India needs to be skeptical about the mismatch between Trump's words and his deeds. The triple talaq bill was passed without any amendments, but it saw a series of speeches which had a mix of political rhetoric, emotional pleas and substantial inputs. Filtering out the noise and unnecessary polarization that has accompanied this issue, here's a look at the merits of this triple talaq bill to evaluate if it has done justice to the mandate thrust upon it by the Supreme Court.
That's all for today's news18.com's Daybreak, and do stay with us for tomorrow's news18.com's Daybreak. And in case you have suggestions for us to improve upon, do mail us at webeditors@nw18.com.
Thank you for joining in. Stay tuned for more.